have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. It's Friday again. Believe it or not, it is Friday. And you can get involved by calling 888-777-5773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy, my biblical question, are you a self-worshipper? Are you a self-worshipper? That is my biblical question. Are you a self-worshipper? Amazing. We have every way that you can support the show. Listen and support the show at jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. You can listen to the show if you are out and about and just can't sit still and watch it live as it is happening. You can be listening on your iPhone or iPad anywhere in the world. And we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And if you're black, white, everybody and their mama. But you can be listening to the show. You can park out, of course. Podcast, of course, but you can listen on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131.
Amazing!
And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP and Bond JLP Cash App. Bond. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, right? Buy me a coffee is a. Buy me a coffee is Bond. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. There it is. There is a line open. If you want to jump in there, you can. It's Friday. Again. We just had one. And now we have another one. And for those new people that might not be aware, Friday is Open Line Friday. It's like get it off your chest Friday. Friday is Express Yourself Friday.
You calm like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
He saw a worker and at least two others throwing hands.
A lot of people are under so much stress and anxiety right now.
Are you kidding me?
There is a thing called pretty privilege. There is a thing called white privilege.
Lena Chapman is a licensed professional counselor and says because of this, more and more fights are likely.
That they are at the point where they're at their breaking point.
Caitlin Clark is bringing this money, but I do think that she is more relatable to more people because she's white.
I couldn't help but notice that before we took off, you were sending really horrible text messages about me to somebody. They said something about, well, hope she didn't have any Mexican food, and you said, oh, she ate a Mexican.
Okay, I apologize. No drinking, and I apologize.
But he didn't owe her an apology. She had no business looking at his cell phone, and they're recording it. What the? She was in the wrong. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. And the dumb counselor, whatever she was, psychiatrist, counselor, the black lady, talk about there's going to be more fight. What a mess. What a mess. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. When the lines between right and wrong wasn't so hazy. They're gone now. No use in praying for those lines anymore. They're gone. Some of you might, well, I can't imagine there's one person, but maybe maybe two, who did not see or hear about the great white hope, Donald Trump, rally in the South Bronx there in New York yesterday. And I thought it was a very cool idea. The right idea for Donald Trump to go into the black people community, so-called minority communities now they call it. And because I remember when George Bush ran for president, and I believe he ran it against Bill Clinton. And the one thing I remember is that Bill Clinton, the Democrat, would go into the black churches and to the black people and talk to the black people. Even though he was lying to them, he was pretending to sound like them and talk about Jesus, because that's all it takes. And they would vote for the Democrats. And I would say out loud and try to send a message to Bush is that he needed to go into the black communities as well. And deal with their anger, deal with their questions, deal with them so they can see and maybe understand a little bit about what the Republicans were supposed to be about. What they were supposed to be about. Go to them and talk to them. They just didn't have any understanding, for the most part, about the Republican Party. Because no Republicans were going into their communities and talking to them. And I heard that Ronald Reagan went into the black community there in New York, I believe. Yeah, New York. And as a result, he won. And so not until Ronald Reagan, any other Republican that I'm aware of, have gone into the black community until Donald Trump, the great white hope. And it was an amazing turnout, lots of excitement, and people were glad to see him. Blacks and Mexicans and whites and Puerto Ricans and everything were there. It was... And the Democrats in New York had a hissy fit in the media about it. They did not want the great white hope to go into the community and talk to the people. because they've been going into these places lying to the blacks and others for years and getting away with it. Year after year after year, and I don't feel no way tired. And whenever they go into the black community, the Democrat, they always sound like preachers. They make the same voices sound like a preacher and get the people wired up. And then they vote for them. Well, lo and behold, the Great White Hope went into the South Bronx. According to CBS, former President Donald Trump held a major campaign rally. You notice how they try to keep Donald Trump in New York by keeping him with this fake trial going on? And so he's taking the lemonade and taking the lemons and making lemonade. He's doing what he got to do even there. Okay, y'all want to lock me down here? I'll stay here. But I got my work to do. And you're getting all this free PR stuff without even trying. He is making the best out of the situation. You really do what you want. I recommend you pay attention to the Great White Hope, that you keep a space between you and the Great White Hope so you can observe and be encouraged and inspired by him. Again, I don't know how all this stuff is going to end. I have to wait and see like I do with all things. But it is inspiring to see Donald Trump in operation. The when and see obey him. What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obey him. Isn't that amazing? The wind and sea obey him. But anyway, CBS, former President Donald Trump held a major campaign rally Thursday in the South Bronx, his first in New York City since 2016. Watch this compilation.
New York will never, ever support Donald Trump for president.
Where are you from?
The Bronx, actually.
I'm originally from the Bronx and from New York.
I'm from the Bronx.
Right here in the Bronx, New York. I am a Democrat, and I belong here.
He's doing it in the South Bronx, not to make a point, but because he's got court, and the man practically has the legal version of an ankle bracelet around him, and he can't leave the five boroughs because he always has to be in court. And so it is truly an embarrassment to him.
Superstar now is over. He's a superstar. There's a lot of people coming out in support of him. And once again, like people that weren't into shit in politics, now they're watching a sham trial. They're watching all these things happen, and they're just like, what is going on? You know, they're hearing more about Trump than maybe, I think, in my opinion, they overplayed their hand by going after the former president of the United States.
Are you happy that he's coming here?
That's a good step for him. That's a good step for him. Yeah, him coming here is going to bring light to the hood. Him coming here is going to show that at least he's trying.
How will he be received here?
Open arms.
Really?
Open arms. Everybody going to show him love. You come show love, they're going to show you love right back.
Should Joe Biden come?
Sleepy Joe, Sleepy Joe. Sleepy Joe got to wake up if he want to come.
Amazing. The Democrats are having a hissy fit. That woman, Cortez, yeah, they tried to put ankle braces on him so he doesn't function. We know what y'all trying to do, and she's admitted that's what they're trying to do. It ain't working. It ain't working. Isn't that amazing? What manner of man is this, the wind and sea obey him? That Kathy Hogan woman in the very first time, oh, they're not going to vote for him. And she looked out of her window there at her office and was stunned to see the crowd. And she was like, what the? What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obey him. Pay attention, folks. And the people are paying attention. Donald Trump gets so much cover, it's not even funny. And why is this happening? Because the devil and his children are trying to stop him. And all he's doing is running for president. They can disagree. And Donald Trump really doesn't have to run for president at all. Just think about this. Donald Trump can be at home playing golf, traveling to all his golf courses around the world. He can just be doing what he wants to do. And he decides to go through all this hell, lose money and time, and all type of talk about him, trying to embarrass he and his family. He don't have to run. But he love America. He love America enough to do it. In spite of all the lawsuit and the money he's losing, he still decided, you know what? I love my country. No greater love than that. What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obey him. If what you're looking for and is peace and love and joy, he is the one. He's the one. Real Donald Trump posted a truth on Truth Social. I was thrilled to be back in the city I grew up in. The city I spent my life in, the city I helped build, and the city we all love. Thank you, he said. Amazing. He doesn't have to be doing this at all. He could have just, the first time he ran and he won, and when that tide ran out, even then, he could have just said, you know what? I've done my part. I'm done. I'm going back to my life, build some more apartment buildings and condos and skyscrapers and more Mar-a-Lagos and whatever. I'm done. But he didn't. Amazing. Some of you might remember the L word is not lesbian. This is from NPR. When Donald Trump has a beef with someone, it's almost inevitable he will call that person a loser or a stone cold loser. I want you to watch this female reaction to Donald Trump using the word loser or stone cold loser. Watch this from CNN.
It's a word Donald Trump isn't usually at a loss for.
We have losers. We have losers.
Sometimes the loser is generic, but usually the loser has a name.
Well, Rosie's a loser. She's always been a loser.
Trump is always tweeting the L word. His targets range from websites. The Huffington Post is such a loser to pundits.
You know, when I watch a George Will or a Charles Krauthammer, you know, I watch them for years. They're losers. They're just losers.
He even called a Miss USA contestant a disgruntled loser after she called his beauty contest rigged.
She's suffers from a thing called loser's remorse. He lost.
He's called fellow Republican Karl Rove a loser, a proven loser, and a total loser.
And Cher is somewhat of a loser. She's lonely. She's unhappy.
When he's feeling happy, he tweets to everyone, including all haters and losers, Happy New Year. When asked about his name-calling...
Using terms like dummy, loser, total losers, is that something you would continue doing if you were president?
Oh, I don't think... Look, when people attack me, I, you know, let them have it back.
One thing about the Great White Hope, he is not politically correct. He's not. And the people love that about him. They see a real person speaking from the heart, speaking from the chest. And people love realness. They love it. They love real. Look at poor Biden. Don't blame Joe Biden. He was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. Poor Joe Biden is struggling along. And his family don't love him enough to even make him sit down, encourage him, convince him, hey, Joe, you're not looking too good, buddy. What's wrong with you? They don't care. His family, I told you once, and I've told you twice, and I told you a thousand times that human beings are evil and there's no love. Human beings don't love one another. And if anyone tell you they do, they're lying to you. Human beings do not love one another. Donald Trump is from the old school, so he talk, he speak the old school way. Simple and to the point. And people recognize that. They love it. Over in the Bronx, New York. Amazing. What manner of man is this? 888-7753-773. Let me go to Ryan, a first-time caller out of California. Ryan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, good morning, Jesse. Happy Friday to you. Belated birthday.
Oh, thank you, Ryan. I appreciate it.
My question is, you always talk about not preaching about what we learn on your show, and I know that Christians have a duty to proselytize. I'm not Christian. You talk about returning to the Father. Do I need to accept the Father? Do I need to accept Christ?
You say that the Christian, the Christian have a duty to do what?
Proselytize, to convert other non-Christians to believers, I guess.
I don't know what you mean.
I'm not Christian.
What made you think the Christian have that responsibility?
Because I heard that they do, and they talk about proselytizing.
What does proselytize mean?
To proselytize means to try to get people to convert to your religion. And for instance, I know...
Where did they get that idea from?
I have no idea. I'm not Christian, but I know, for instance, Jews, whenever people try to convert to being Jewish, they say, no, don't convert to being Jewish. We discourage people from doing so.
Right. But I don't know, right? I have no idea what you're talking about the Christian have a duty to proselytize. I don't even know what that is or what that means. And I never... I'm not aware that Christians have a duty to do that. So I think you're making that up.
Fine, let's ignore that. Do I need to accept Christ or do I not?
No, you don't need to at all.
So if for instance, you have church on Sundays, is that not a religious thing? If I come, would I be praising Christ or would I not be praising Christ?
I don't understand your questions.
Well, maybe I can tell you just my problem is I'm not Christian. I don't believe in Jesus. But I do like some of your teachings. and I want to learn more, and I want to come to your church, but I don't want to praise Christ because I don't believe in Christ.
Why do you think you need to believe in Christ, or did you say praise him?
Right, and I think that's the case.
What made you think you need to be that, to do that, to come to my fellowship?
Because you call it church, you talk about returning to the Father, that I assume is Christ.
So are you like atheist or something?
Am I what? Atheist?
No. Yeah. And so I don't know why you are making the fact that you don't believe in God a big deal. Why is that even up for conversation?
No, I do believe in God. I don't believe in Christ. And they're different, I think, according to your standards also. You don't believe in the whole Trinity being one and such. Christ is not God. God is God. Christ is Christ.
Are you uncomfortable around Christians?
No.
So why do you have to ask these questions if you want to go to a fellowship? Are you Jewish?
I am.
You a Jew?
I am.
So why didn't you just say that? All are welcome to our fellowship. We have Jews, atheists, Christians, black, white, male, female. All are welcome into our fellowship. Not even, no questions asked.
I think that's the case also, but you talk about it as church, which is kind of a Christian thing rather than a fellowship thing.
What?
You're saying it's a fellowship now, but then at times you also say it's a church, and then you also do speak about Christ, and you do talk about returning to the Father. Is the Father Christ? When you say I need to return to the Father, I think I need to return to Christ, or who is my Father?
I don't really understand where you're going with these questions, right? They don't make sense. Because if you had sense and you wanted to go to the meeting, you just go to the meeting. I don't understand your point. People don't normally ask these questions. They just go to the meeting and they see the meeting, they like it or they don't like it. I don't know why you have to ask these kind of questions. What's your point?
I guess somewhat of my point is I don't want to be idol worshiping because I believe Christ is an idol.
And I then don't want to be left alone. What?
And the second point is that you talk about returning to the Father. Who is the Father that I need to return to?
Do you have an earthly father?
My biological father, the earthly one, died when I was like 2 years old. I never knew him.
Oh, you never knew your father?
My biological one, no. I got a stepfather after that.
Oh, you did? And so how was that? How was that growing up without your biological father?
Well, honestly, for me, I really didn't realize it until I got older because, as I said, I had a very great stepfather.
And so how was it for you growing up without your biological father?
Until I became older, it didn't, at least I think, it didn't affect me because I didn't know him, I didn't care about him, I had a stepfather, he was always filling the role.
And so how was it growing up without your biological father?
Well, you know what, honestly, a little bit, and I'm only realizing after listening to your show, I think I kind of hated him, maybe. I never thought I hated him, but I think I did.
And why do you think you hate him and he wasn't around?
Because the reason he wasn't around is because he overdosed on drugs and then he died. And then I never thought I hated him, but then I also started to get somewhat addicted to drugs. And then I realized that I became what I hate.
And so, so you blamed him or the drug? For him not being there?
No, I blame myself. I can only blame myself for that.
For what? For your father not being there?
No, for me having an addiction and problem with doing drugs.
Oh, are you still on drugs?
Time to time, yes, sir.
Oh, how old are you?
I am 30.
Oh. Well, all are welcome. If you want to come to the meeting, come to the meeting. And if you don't, don't. But all are welcome, all right?
But if I come, I don't have to accept your faith Christ, correct?
You are welcome to the meetings. If you want to come, come. If you don't, don't. Back in a moment. Highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. By the way, you can watch the fellowship on Sundays, our fellowship on Sundays, by going to RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. If you want to come in person, you tell everybody and their mama. And their mama. A welcome, right? You can come. We have all kinds of people there, and from around the world. We even did a wedding last Sunday. Didn't know we were going to do it, and we did it right at the end of the meeting. So all are welcome.
What the?
You can come in. Doors open at 10:30, and the meeting start at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. And so if you're a Jew and you're scared you're going to have to serve Jesus, you know how we do it. You know, it's up to you. You can come in or you can stay home and be sick. And so you don't have to serve Jesus. I don't even understand. Somebody called yesterday, that kind of stuff. But whatever. All right. 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, RebuildingTheMan.com/church. All are welcome. Come on down now. You're welcome. Amazing. At 9 a.m. today, from 9 to 11. 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., the Hake Report. TheHakeReport.com. From 9 to 11. And by the way, no one is forced to serve Jesus or not serve Jesus, to talk or not talk. You just, whatever. So, brand new episode of The Fallen State today. Brand new. I had an amazing conversation with Candace Horvath. And she's a former porn star turned wife and mother. Who now hosts Chatting with Candace podcast. Watch this.
Next time on
the fallen state.
You weren't in the adult film industry at one point.
If you have a solid relationship with your father, the chances of that girl ending up in porn are probably pretty low. Eva was the one that had all the followers and the likes and was recognized, and that's also intoxicating.
Have you noticed that all men and women too, but especially men, hate their mothers?
I hope that's not true. I have two boys.
That's cool. Real men make boys first.
Boys are the best.
That's right. At 12 noon today, that girl knows she's pretty. What the? At 12 noon today, that guy knows she's pretty. I used to hear the older people say that when they see a pretty lady or a handsome guy, that guy knows she's pretty. But anyway, that's a pretty gal, they would say. Support the Father State by going to thefatherstate.tv/donate or locals.com. And then at 4 p.m. 4 p.m. Fridays. 4 p.m. Fridays. The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. Flying high. So I just really heard this week that sometimes the American Anchor Baby have crashes. He crashes. And one of the reasons he crashes is because he forgets to fill up the gas tank.
What the?
He forgets to fill up. Oh, only once, he said. He forgot. How does the pilot, don't the pilot, like, walk around the plane and look at everything before he takes off?
Come on,
oh,
man.
Oh, he's a minority pilot, that's why. And he says that very rare does he forget to fill up the tank. Only once. But the American Angel may be at 4 p.m. today. All right? Flying high of natural energy given to him by God. I want to go to, is it Shiloh out of Canada? Let's see here. Shiloh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse, man. How are you doing?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, so I called last year. I just want to give a shout-out to Haik. I called last year on my birthday, and Haik, Hassan, and I think Sean were very helpful. I was calling about kind of being a beta and having a dad, and it was funny because all of them admitted to being betas, and that really warmed my heart.
Yeah, warmed your heart because they admitted to being beta?
Exactly.
Amazing.
Because my wife was 10 months pregnant at the time, so I was freaking out that, you know, I'm going to have a child. And they were, like, just kind of relaxed. Because I was saying, I'm a beta. How am I going to be a good dad and feed my son correctly?
Well, hey, say hi.
So, but anyway, go ahead.
So your wife had the baby?
Yes.
And how long ago?
Oh, this was, he was born on Canada Day, July 1st.
Of last year, right?
Yes.
And so have you been a good father so far?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not a lot of sleep, but yeah, I'm doing the best I can.
Why not a lot of sleep?
He's teething. So he'll just wake up screaming.
You have a wife?
Yes. And she stays home.
And does she get up and take care of the baby when he's screaming?
Of course, but you know he's in the same room, so he wakes me up as well.
Oh, and you have to go to work, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, after a while, she'll be able to put him in another room, huh?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Well, good, man.
Yeah, so I was just calling because I want to ask. It's just something I was thinking about. I think the whole point of marriage is to have a kid and raise them. So my question was, what's the point of marriage after the kids have grown and they've left the home?
There is no point of marriage but to make children. If you don't want to make children, there's no reason to get married. And then once you do get married and make all the babies you want, it's time to stop the sex part and return to the father. The husband and the wife should start, they should already be working on themselves, but after they make all the babies, it's time to really work on yourself and return to the father.
Okay, and so does that mean that, okay, now you can divorce or like that? So you're just two roommates living the rest of your life? Like, the reason I asked this is because I was at church and we had a guest pastor, and he mentioned how he remarried in his 60s. And in my, I didn't understand that. I'm like, my God, like, your kids are in their 30s and they're engineers or doctors or whatever. And why are you remarrying in your, right, in your 70s? It made me think, like, okay, like, so what's going to be the purpose, you know, if, you know, I'm blessed to have that kind of time with my wife and my kids are grown? Like, what?
If your wife work on herself, will return to the father. Your wife will become your daughter, and you guys will have a marriage that will last until death do you part.
Okay.
It will be amazing. Okay. Are you working on yourself?
Yes, I am.
You doing the silent prayer and all that?
I do it, like, in the morning, not so much at night.
And why not at night?
I really don't have an excuse for that. I honestly spend more time listening to, like, the Hodge twins and all these things, all these distractions at night.
So those things are more important to you than returning to the Father, working on yourself?
Hey, Jesse, man, you don't have to put me on the spot. I just wanted to ask a question.
No. No, I don't mean to put you on the spot. I'm just wondering, especially now that you're a husband and a father, you're going to have to, because you're the head of your wife, and now you're the father of a child, you got to be aware so you can protect your child from your wife, that she doesn't turn him away from you. And you're going to be able to correct her in the right way and guide her in the right way to go. So that's why. But if you don't want to do it, I totally understand. No problem.
No, it's not that I don't want to do it. It's just, honestly, I try and distract myself. It is something that I need. I used to do it really well, like every morning, every night. But I got a lot of responsibilities at work, so I'm just always thinking about that. And I'm always making excuses not to do it, right? I'd rather just watch a video to numb myself from everything, and it's not good.
I know. It's never good to numb yourself from anything, because if you numb yourself, you're never going to find the Father. You're never going to find your way home.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
I completely agree.
Yeah, I'm not proud of Barry. Keep doing what you're doing. I wish you well, and make a bunch of more babies.
Oh yeah, we have a few. They're black babies, so.
Are you black?
Yes. Every time I call, you ask me this. Yes, Jesse, I'm black.
But you sound white.
I know. Every time I call, you say this. I'm not white. I'm black.
And your wife is black too?
She's from Mexico.
Oh, you married a Mexican?
Oh yeah, man. Because I live in Canada, and these Canadian women, man, it just it doesn't work. When I found out she's from Mexico, I'm like, man, I hit the jackpot. Because I dated a lot of women, and I said, would you be willing to stay home? They're like, no, I want to build up my career. And my wife, even yesterday, she sent me a text message saying, thank you so much. I really enjoy spending time with our son, and she really appreciates the hard work. At one point, I was working two jobs. I was getting no sleep, but now I got a promotion. I don't need to, but
right.
I think it's really important that she stays home and she takes care of him.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so.
That's amazing.
But having a Mexican is amazing, man.
So is she a black Mexican or white Mexican?
She's Mexican. She's like tanned.
Half?
No, she's not half. She's just, her mom is Mexican, her dad is Mexican.
You said she's like what? You said she's like what?
Tanned.
Oh, tanned.
She's not white, she's not black.
I got you. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I really wish you well, Shiloh. That's amazing, man.
Yeah. Thank you very much for your time, and shout out to the D-Live chat, Misty, Super Dave, 5-5.
Amazing.
You guys are awesome. All right, man. And happy belated birthday, man.
Thank you.
All the best. God bless.
I appreciate that. I wish you well. Call me again.
For sure.
All right. Bye now. Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/.
You remember Shiloh?
Yeah, I remember him.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I've talked to him a few times.
Nice.
Nice to hear from you again.
Yeah.
Gregatron bought a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Hey, Jesse, did you hear your girl Amber Rose endorse the Great White Hope?
I did.
Nikki Haley is voting for him, too.
I know. Yeah, I heard about that. Maybe Amber Rose is growing up now. Amazing.
He's a winner with the ladies.
That's right. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee. People who are Gemini, Jesse Lee Peterson, the Great White Hope, JFK, Johnny Depp, Gemini equals alpha male.
Amazing. Alpha male, not a beta male. Thank you.
That sounds superstitious. Someone bought a coffee. I want to ask a question to the biblical question, which is, are you a self-worshipper?
Are you a self-worshipper?
So their question to the question is, how can I worship myself if I don't know myself yet?
Thank you for responding to the question. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Someone bought three coffees. Hi, Jesse. Thank you for everything. If abstract thinking is of the devil, do you wonder whether your big ideas about mothers, fathers, sons, the way forgiveness works, these are deep and thoughtful concepts. Are they from the devil too? When you write your books and speak about these ideas, how do you know they are not the same as all the other seductive ideas from the devil? Thank you.
You're welcome, but I do not understand the question at all.
Because they said abstract ideas. He thinks that abstract ideas abstract thinking is of the devil, he's thinking. He or she, or it.
I don't even know what that is.
Interesting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Make it a little clearer, but thank you.
Or call in.
Right, you can call in as well.
It's free via Skype, even overseas. 888-77-JESSE. 1-888-775-3773. White Lions Coffee.
Thank you.
Hey, Jesse, did your son Joel take you out for a birthday lunch to have some pig feet, or was it Red Lobster? HBD. Happy birthday.
Well, on the day of the birthday, Joel brought me some, he went out and got some,
Chick-fil-A.
The biscuit, chicken biscuit Chick-fil-A. And they were so good. Put a little honey on it with hot sauce. Chick-fil-A biscuits. And then today, we have a major celebration for Sean. Today is Sean's last day, so we have a major celebration for him today. Joel brought every donut they had at the donut shop this morning. And that's going to get us all extra fat. And we're going to be celebrating Sean Thane. So we got a lot of food. But thank you. Amazing.
Someone bought a coffee. Jesse, can you know something is true without proof?
I don't know what you mean. Something like what?
Can you know something is true without proof?
Like what?
They don't elaborate. That's all they have.
I don't understand the question. Thank you. You can call me or make it clear. Thank you.
I feel like you can know something's true without knowing how you know.
Like what?
I don't know.
Can you give me an example of what he might mean? Because I would like to speculate.
Like, well, I don't know what he's thinking, or she or it, but like... Could be a she, or it could be an AI giving you these coffees.
Oh, I see. Wow, we got to speak that way now. I had no idea.
Something's wrong.
Like what?
With something's wrong. Some like sex out of wedlock just seems wrong. But I don't know how I know that. How I know? I mean, I know that I was raised that way. So that's like you can't separate from that.
Why do you think sex out of wedlock is wrong?
It just seems wrong.
Because you were raised that way.
Moving on.
So you don't have an example there.
Whatever.
So you don't understand what they mean either.
No, I mean, I don't know what he means exactly. I don't want to make an assumption.
Uh-huh.
Charlotte, last bought a coffee.
Thank you, though. Make it clear for me. I would love to understand it. Thank you.
Hey, Jesse, when I see someone speeding, running red lights, driving recklessly, cutting people off in traffic, the person is always black. But they claim the cops stopped them because they're black. What the?
What a mess.
I know. That driving while black, it's a myth.
Thank you.
They have so many moving violations per capita. They die more frequently compared to their share of car owners.
Yesterday, speaking of that, I often think about, reflect on the good old time, the good old days before the civil rights movement and when I was growing up. And I think about the things that blacks were doing back then that contributed to America. And they were not into the blackness and all that crap. They weren't identified and they didn't see themselves as that way, even though they may have been black in color. But they saw themselves as America, and they did amazing things. And yesterday I saw Jesse Waters' show, and he had Ben Carson on there. And Ben Carson and Jesse Waters and Ben Carson were talking about some of those inventions and things like that that those blacks were doing back then. It reminded me of the good old days when blacks back then were doing their thing. And they were inventing and they were doing things that contributed to America and they were not into the black thing. And it made me think, wow, we're never going to get back to those good old days like that. Because once the civil rights movement came, the blacks, not all but most, they stopped all that. They stopped thinking for themselves. They stopped inventing things. And they became like groups and all those things. And it was good to see that on Jesse Waters' show yesterday. Just FYI. Thank you, though. It had nothing to do with what you just said, but nice. It crossed my mind.
Thank you, Charles, for your coffee. Pastor Chatelet says, Memorial Day is for veterans who have died. Veterans Day is for all who served.
Right on. Thank you. When is Memorial Day?
Monday.
Oh, yeah, next week, huh?
Yep. And we will be here, is the plan.
Right on.
No plans of taking any days off regarding Memorial Day.
Zero plan.
Yep.
But thank you.
Canadian David Rumble supporter on Jesse Lee Peterson.
You got to know how to rumble.
If I didn't love country so much, I would request Timothy Tuesday to follow up Mama Monday. Because Timothy, I guess in Timothy, Paul tells Timothy he doesn't let women speak.
Oh.
But he loves country and Western Tuesday so much.
Right on. Thank you. I appreciate that.
He says women take pride in raising the future when they go and shoot up schools.
Thank you.
That's not funny. It's me, Xenia.
I take that.
Yeah, me too. Being an influencer is kind of self-worshipping, but that's my opinion. It depends on what type of influencer, too.
You're talking about response to the biblical question?
Well, she doesn't talk about herself, but it is related to the biblical question, are you a self-worshipper?
But not necessarily responding to the biblical question.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
And thank you, guys. We'll read the more later.
Yeah, when I come back, your phone call straight to the cause. Thank you for your super chat. Back in a moment, 2 more hours to go. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
It's Memorial Day weekend this weekend. Biden been nicey-nice with Kenya because Russia and China are making inroads in Africa. And then I have a China virus update for you. Haven't you guys been wondering about the China virus? Wow. And Ozempic is popular with the youth. You know, that weight loss drug? Terrible. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday, May 24th, AD 2024. Stay tuned for hour two. JLP will be right back. There is one line open. You can call in right now, and callers do hang tight. You can call in during Hake News, Not Fake News. 1-888-775-3773. It's free even via Skype overseas, so check it out. Memorial Day weekend upon us, says Commie Nonsense Network, CNN. A time to honor members of the U.S. Armed Forces who died, quote-unquote, serving our country. Most retailers mainly serving the politicians and bureaucrats, right? Shameful. Most major retailers will remain open on Monday's federal holiday. Probably going to have big sales maybe, right? But post offices and banks will be closed. We, on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show and the JLP Network and Bond office, I believe, will be here. And Big Bump was going to co-host with me on Monday, I believe. Nice. Obama Biden trying to buddy-buddy with Kenya. Crooked Joe Biden holding a lavish state visit for Kenya's President William Ruto, R-U-T-O. He's hailed cooperation with Africa and is, Crooked Joe Biden, right, seeking to build relationships with key leaders in the region as a counter to Russia and China's inroads on the continent. Did you know that that's happening? A state visit's among the highest diplomat tools that the Black on the Inside White House can employ to honor, quote-unquote, a top ally, meticulously planned event aimed at intertwining and highlighting American and Kenyan cultures. Barf. Worse, President Crooked Evil Obama, Barack Obama, and other supposedly distinguished guests made appearances at the state dinner honoring Ruto, William Ruto, on Thursday. Yesterday marks the first time a quote-unquote American president has hosted an African leader since 2008 when George W. Bush hosted the president of Ghana. Nice. China virus is still here. They call it COVID-19. KP2 is the new variant dominant strain in the United States in recent weeks, according to the Scared Woman-led unchristian CDC, Centers for Supposed Disease Control, Supposed Control and Supposed Prevention. The variant, part of the broader Omicron family, caused the last wave of cases in the winter, does not appear to result in more severe disease. Between April 28th to May 11th, 30% of new cases in the United States, we're talking China virus people, were caused by KP2, up from less than 16% in the two-week period before that, doubled in percentage. Health experts, stay away from them, say the mutations of this variant threaten increased transmissibility in a possible summer wave of China virus because existing vaccines, did you get your smacks, may not be as effective. China virus is also settling into some seasonal patterns, meaning it's endemic, included a summer bump in years past, but the exact level of risk this year is unclear. Prescriptions have increased by 600%, sixfold, for the weight loss and diabetes drugs among young people since the year 2020. A new study shows the rapid surge is attributed in part to the soaring popularity of drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy, W-E-G-O-V-Y. So they're a bunch of fat young people getting it. I don't know what young people means in this case, but crazy. Sandy Cortez is scared and jealous of our greatest president, Trump, envious, trying to jealously hold on to the people she's tricking. So she's accusing Trump of trying to trick folks out, trick our folks here. That's a Democrat Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York said about Trump's rally at Thursday in the Bronx, which you heard about earlier this hour. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
To stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. You can get involved. There are two lines open. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, are you a self-worshipper? Are you a self-worshipper? Are you a self-worshipper? Very good question. Amazing responses to it so far. You can listen to your show, the show here live on your iPhone. If you're like busy running around right now, you just can't sit and watch it. You can listen to the show, but on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605. This is a new number here. 605-615-4131. Write that down. 605-615-4131. Also, to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or rebuildingtheman.com. Rebuildingtheman.com. All right. Amazing. It's Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Day. Every Friday is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
He saw a worker and at least two others throwing hands.
A lot of people are under so much stress and anxiety right now.
You have to be kidding me.
There is a thing called pretty privilege. There is a jealousy thing called white privilege.
Lena Chapman is a licensed professional counselor and says because of this, more and more fights are likely.
Caitlin Clark is
they're fighting because they're evil, not because
they're
of that.
At the point where they're at their breaking point.
But I do think that she is more relatable to more people because she's white.
What's your badge number?
Hey, get back.
What's your badge
get
number?
Back. You want to go to jail too?
We are following a scandal involving a Western New York district attorney. She refused to pull over after she was caught speeding. Instead, she just drove home.
I had just come from work. I was dealing with three homicides that occurred over the weekend.
I couldn't even notice that before we took off, you were sending really horrible text messages about me to somebody. They said something about, well, hope she didn't have any Mexican food. And you said, oh, she ate a Mexican.
I apologize.
Poor white man. Man, he apologized for something he didn't do wrong. He was on his phone, according to the story. She had been looking over at his phone and then taping it. Poor What's going on? Oh, let me just say this real fast, and then I want to get back to the call. And Hake is coming in and tell us update on an amazing story that happened in Baltimore, I believe. Let me tell you this. Some of you know that my birthday was Wednesday. So thank you all so much for every, it was mind blowing. It was overwhelming. So thank you. I don't take it for granted at all. And so I thank most of the people that sent me, not most, but some of the people who have sent me things, gifts and Sandra sent sent me a box of cheese and crackers, probably want a cracker, and and all that good. It was so good.
Amazing.
So, and then, C.I. sent me a delicious cake. With strawberries and different fruits inside of it. That was amazing cake. Thank you, C.I. It was delicious. I gave the staff like half of it, and then I took the rest home for myself. What a pig.
What the?
And then Hassan gave me big ball of strawberry pot with peanut butter cookies. Ooh.
Come on, man.
Oh, so good. I probably never lose all this weight now. And then Joe gave me the sandwiches and things. I can't remember it all, but I'm trying. And then Justice out of Vegas. Justice. We got you. Your gift yesterday, that cake was so good. We almost ate it all yesterday. Thank you, Justice. And she sent the cake for the Anchor Baby birthday and my birthday. The Anchor Baby had a birthday about 2 weeks ago, I think, now. And so Justice sent an amazing cake for the Anchor Baby and I. We got it yesterday. And then, what's his name?
Petrolic.
What?
Sho Sugino.
What?
Sho Sugino.
That doesn't say that.
Yes, it does.
Oh.
Right there.
Say the name. Say the name.
Sho Sugino.
Sho
Sugino.
Sugino. I got your gift the other day, a book, and I'm going to read it. Don't ask me when and how long it's gonna take, because I'm black and slow and I'm a slow reader. But it looked so interesting. I am gonna read it, and hopefully I can report back to you before I die. Amazing! That's how long it's gonna take me. But the book looked amazing, so thank you. And I got hats and all kind of stuff. Oh, just all kind of stuff. So I can't thank everybody because I got so much stuff that came. So I'm a little nervous. I'm leaving out people. Joel said we might as well just roll over and die after this week of food. I'm telling you, because we're gonna be celebrating Sean last day today. We got a whole bunch of stuff for that. What the? Talking about peeking out. But thank you all so much. I do appreciate it. I really do. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Australia and talk to first-time caller Ken. Ken, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Ken.
I can't believe I'm talking to you.
It's amazing.
Such a hero of mine. Oh, he's amazing. How do I get over all my hatred and despair?
You get out by forgiving. You got to forgive your mother and forgive your father so you can return to the father. When you forgive them by realizing that you are angry and you're wrong for being angry, there is never, ever, 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 never, ever a reason to be angry about anything. And when you realize you're wrong for being angry, you go and forgive, and the hatred will be taken away from you.
My father is the most beautiful man I've ever known. My mother is great. And still my life has not turned out well. I've got three kids. Two of them have been taken off me through courts and stupid Australian laws. But I feel like I've had everything, but...
Are you willing to forgive your parents?
Of course. Not a problem. I don't even need to forgive them. They need to forgive me.
They don't need to forgive you. You need to forgive them so that you can go free. Because everything you have done so far, so-called bad or good, everything you have done is because of your anger toward your mother and father, especially your mother. The bad thing, the acting out you have done growing up, that was because you were angry at them, but you just didn't realize that that's what it was.
Look, I understand. You're a prophetic. Everything you say is prophetic to me. Like, I'm in awe of everything you say, basically. But my father is as close as God is in getting. He's a very forgiving man. I've got nothing bad to say about him. My mother... I do need to forgive her. I know that. I understand that.
But why don't you forgive her?
Oh, I do. I really do.
Haven't told her, though.
No, I actually have. Since listening to you, I've told her I forgive her, but she didn't even say she needs forgiving.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I really don't do a prayer. I never talk when I pray. I always pray in my head. And
no, I'm not talking about... Are you aware of my silent prayer?
Not talking? Is that what you mean?
Right. Just be still and know God. Have you been doing that?
I never talk to God. The only time I talk to God is within my head.
Have you been drinking today?
Yes, a little bit, yep.
Oh, I understand. Listen, you can't talk to God in your head. When you're talking to God in your head, you're talking to the devil.
I know.
You can't talk to God in your head at all.
So what do you mean by the silent prayer then? Can you explain that thing?
Yeah, what's going to happen, you do the silent prayer by going and get it at rebuildingtheman.com/prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. And when you do that, God is going to bring you out of your head. He's going to bring you out of the thoughts. He's going to bring you out of your imagination because he doesn't want you thinking. There's nothing to be thinking about in your head, and he's going to bring you out so you'll be free of thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time, and they're not from you, and they're not from God. So he doesn't want you talking to the devil in your head and calling him God.
Okay, so
go to rebuilding. I'm going to put you on hold and let Sean tell you how to get it. What time is it over there in Australia right now?
Oh, shit. Probably about 11 o'clock.
At night, huh?
Yeah.
Are you able to call me before you get drunk?
I am, yes.
Okay. Yep. I want you to do the silent prayer, and then I want you to call me back and let me know what you're thinking about. What you think about it.
Okay, no worries. Thank you.
All right. Do you hold on for a minute. Sean got to make sure you heard the right way to get it. Hold on, Ken. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Chris out of South Carolina. Chris, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
To you.
Chris, I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Hi there.
Oh, that's
can you hear me now?
I can.
Oh, okay. Happy Friday and happy belated birthday to you, Jesse.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Happy Friday to you as well.
Thank you. I also wanted to give a shout out to Sean. I've discovered you 2 months ago and have been an avid listener and watching your church services too. And so, gotten to know some of the guys and really sad to hear that Sean is leaving, but I know, he's got better things, the whole life ahead of him.
Yeah. He's still going to be working with us off and on sometime. It's not like he's leaving, but not gone. He just have to go and take care of some business, but,
that's great.
You're still going to be hearing about Sean, believe me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And I wanted to also thank him for setting up that interview that you had with Flat Earth Dave. I thought it was an amazing interview. I thought it was very interesting to listen to.
Oh, with the Flat Earth guy?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And I just wanted to make a quick comment about that, if you don't mind. I wanted to say that I felt like there was a bit of a
before you ask that question. Do you spell your name with a C or a K?
I spell it C R I S.
Oh, okay. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so I felt that there was a bit of frustration on both sides, and I felt like I understood where you were coming from, and I understood where Flat Earth Day was coming from, because I used to believe in a spherical universe, a heliocentric universe, as he was calling it. But now I've converted to being a Flat Earth believer, and I'm not going to be here. I'm not calling to try to convince you of that.
What kind of frustration you felt from him? You say you felt frustrated?
I felt like
you felt frustrated.
I felt a little frustrated for you too.
Why?
That there were no that.
Why did you feel frustrated?
Because I felt like there was no that there was like a lot of miscommunication going on. That he was trying to say some things that maybe you misheard, and that you were trying to get him to say things that he was not understanding the point that you were trying to make. And so, anyway,
I wasn't trying to make a point. I just wanted clarity because I know he had a lot of writing and he had a lot of little red, yellow, little red light things. And so I asked, was he absolutely, without a doubt, sure that the earth was flat? Because he had a lot of little gimmick, right? And he never could say, yes, he was 100% sure that earth was flat. But he did say the earth may be round and bigger than what we think. It's just that you can't see the whole thing. Is that right, Sean? Yeah. Something like that, Hank?
Yeah,
he said something like that. So it sounds like he might believe that earth is round, but he still... He used his little white and blue lights to try to prove it's flat.
Yes,
but
I
it
understand.
Doesn't sound like he's 100% convinced it's flat.
Right, and I was actually, that was interesting to me because I had heard other things that he had talked about, but no one had ever pushed him with that question that you did, and I'm glad that you did because that was also revealing to me. I hadn't heard what his answer was, and so that was very interesting. But
it was revealing to you in what way? What was revealed to you?
I hadn't thought about the earth being you know, million times bigger.
Right.
You know, that part of it. So yeah. I thought that was very interesting. But I just wanted to say that I started listening to you 2 months ago. I found you through the Roseanne Barr podcast and have, like I said, I was keen to hear what you had to say because I was dealing with a lot of anger. And I was open to hearing what you had to say because you seem to have the answer, you know, as far as forgiving the mother and the father and returning to the Heavenly Father. And so I was open to doing and hearing what you had to say. And in the context of the your interview with Flat Earth, I just feel like the point of it is not to prove that the earth is flat or not flat, but that it's to question the narrative, to question what we've been taught. Because, you know, I came to you after having been taught in a church, in a conservative Christian setting, in a Christian family home, all those things that I had been taught, it made me question God, actually. And in my questioning God, he brought me to other sources because I basically prayed and said, you know, Lord, I'm willing to put aside all doctrine, all theology, everything that I've been taught my whole entire life if you will teach me who you are. And so that's when I feel like he started opening up all these other people and resources and books and videos and things to bring me to the understanding, well, actually, to be quite honest, to bring me to your teaching and doing what you're teaching. And I've already felt a difference in my life. And so I just wanted you to think about possibly, if, you know, you can do what you want, but maybe smoke on the whole flat earth thing, because it's not about believing the flat earth. It's more about questioning what we've been taught.
That makes sense. That's one thing I really enjoyed that interview with him, the flat earth guy. It was very, very, very good. And I understood that he's questioning it. And even though he's not 100% sure at this point, he is at least, he seemed to be questioning whether it's flat or round. Do you, so did you say you are a flat earther? You believe the earth is flat now?
Yes, I do.
And are you 100% sure it's flat?
I believe, yes. I'm like with how you are with Flat Earth Dave. And just basically, I didn't understand that there could possibly be like 100 million times, like the earth could be 100 million times bigger. But I believe that the earth is flat.
Yes. And why? And you're convinced that it is?
I'm not convinced. That's why I was very interested to hear your interview on Wednesday.
Oh, so you're not convinced, but you believe that it's flat?
Yes.
Oh, I got you. Oh, okay. Amazing. Well, it definitely was. I'm glad that Sean put that interview together because it was definitely a very good. I enjoyed it. I learned a lot from it. I enjoyed it. I've thought about it since then, and I enjoyed that interview.
Yeah. So thank you for thank you, Sean, for making that happen, and thank you for having him on. I appreciate it.
Before you run, have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Yes, sir, I have.
Was it hard to do?
It was hard. I was scared to do it, when the opportunity came, I made myself do it, and it was difficult. But and her response was more of a not understanding.
Oh, at least pretending not to understand.
And since then, I've been comforted by other people who have said the same thing, who have called in and said the same thing to you. And your response to them is, let them live in their hell.
Yeah.
And so I've just been living my life. You know, if she calls me and I have time to talk, we talk. And if I don't have time to talk, then I tell her, you know,
right on.
I'll call her back another time. If I have time to visit her, I do that. but I'm not doing anything that I'm not doing anything out of guilt.
Right on. And why was it hard to forgive her?
To be totally honest, it was hard to forgive her at the beginning because she speaks English, but her first language is another language, and so I just didn't know if everything would be clear of what I said, but that.
Why were you afraid?
I was afraid to forgive her because I was afraid that I wouldn't be able to actually forgive her. That it would just be words.
Oh, I see.
You know, and that would I actually feel the anger disappear from my life? Like, but that's what made me do it, is because that's what I wanted so much. I was harboring a lot of anger towards not only my mom but also my dad.
You forgave him?
I did forgive him, even all of his, like, I blamed him a lot for, a lot of my, the sadness and misery in my upbringing because of his abuse. But even the abuse, I see how it was because he couldn't handle my mom.
Yeah.
I see that now.
Yeah.
And so I was able to forgive him even for that.
Amazing. Well, amazing. Well, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Thank you.
And if you do the silent prayer and just watch, do nothing else but watch those thoughts and feelings, you haven't seen anything. I mean, things going to happen in your life that you don't even know that is possible.
I'm looking forward to that.
You don't, human being, this just reminded me of something. In the Bible, it says something like, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what the things that God has in store for us. Mm-hmm. You have not seen anything yet. If you stay with the silent prayer, and if you just watch, commit, don't care what else going on the outside of you, or the inside, if you just watch those thoughts and don't call them you, don't give them a name, identify with none of them, you mm-hmm. haven't seen anything yet. I'm almost in tears. You haven't seen anything yet if you stay with it. Endure, endure until the end.
And so it is. Thank you so much.
I wish you well, Chris, and thank you for calling me about the Flat Earth. It was totally a good interview. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was fun. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. The Flat Earth interview can be found on my podcast. On my what?
Podcast.
And what's the name of the guy again?
Flat Earth Dave.
What?
David Weiss, Flat Earth Dave.
Flat Earth Dave, check it out. It was fun. 1 Corinthians 2:9. No eyes have seen, no ears has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. That is so true. I can't even find the word because I didn't know either until I just... Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. It works. William is out. There's one line open at 888-775-3773. William is out of California. William, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. Can you hear me okay?
Good morning, William. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I was... listening to Ryan, the Jewish man that called in, and he was talking about the proselytizing. And I think he got that from the end of Matthew, where it says that Jesus said before he ascended, said that he told his disciples to go, therefore, and make disciples of all men, teaching all the things that I've commanded to go out to the to Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And so basically he just told them, and yet Jesus preached repentance, not worship me.
You know, so, I was just talking to Hassan and Sean during the break, and I forgot to mention, because I was asking about that guy that called, and they said that the Jews are afraid of being made to believe Jesus or something like that if they went to a Christian church. Hold on a minute, William. Hold on. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, support us on social media. Like, follow, ring the bell. Ring the bell, subscribe, and do all that social media stuff. And I do appreciate it. Thank you. And what else? Cameo, C-A-M-E-O for personal shout-outs. Birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, encouragement. I do them for you. I do this shout outs for you. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And look, hurry, hurry, rush, rush. Go to my website, rebuildingaman.com/donate or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663 and make a donation today. We got a lot of work to do, and we need you to continue to help us to help others, all right? And I do appreciate it. It's tax deductible too at rebuildingtheman.com/donate or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. I want to try to get to as many calls as possible today in the super chats and all these things. William from California brought, there was a Jewish guy called earlier this morning in the first hour. And, oh, who was that? I hit the wrong button. William from California called earlier, and he was responding to a call, a Jewish guy that was, had called me and asked me about prophetizing or something. And he's a Jewish guy. He want to come to the fellowship, but he doesn't want to have to believe in Jesus, something like that. And so I was talking to Sean and Hassan, the audio engineer, and both experts here, about that. And so apparently, and I didn't notice, I know that I remember when we went to Israel, they were telling us the Christians, they can't preach at the Jews And I was fine with that because that's their town. And if they don't want nobody to preach at them, that's fine. But I didn't know until right now that the Jews are afraid to even go into a Christian church because they think they're going to be made to believe in Jesus. Well, that's not true at our church. You don't have to believe nobody. You can come as you are and leave as you are. No one is doing that. And James, you said that the Jews are not allowed to enter a church building.
Yeah, there's some Jews who are apparently not allowed to even enter a church building. For example, like there was one Jew who came in and did some work. And then he saw like a cross on our wall. Mm-hmm. He said, "Oh, is this a church? Oh, I'm not supposed to be in here."
But who don't allow them in? Who tell them they can't go in? That doesn't make sense. The building is just a building.
That's just a story I heard.
That they can't even, I don't believe that. It doesn't sound logical. So I can't believe it.
Dennis
right.
Prager came in here and so did Ben Shapiro.
And I have a bunch of Jewish friends who come to him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't tase me, bro.
Yeah. And then Jews from Israel, remember?
Right, Tomer.
Tomer. Hey, Tomer.
Yeah.
And Tomer, all Jewish.
Oh, yeah.
Jewish.
Extremely. To the max.
Yeah. So how come those Jews...
Ben didn't know it was a church, says Hassan.
Who?
Ben didn't know it's a
yes,
church.
Yes, he did. How come those Jews are allowed to... can go in, but some other Jews can't. I don't understand it. Jews, tell me that. Why is it true, first of all, I don't believe it. I think James lying. Is it true you're not allowed to go into a Christian church? And if so, who told you can't? And why do you listen to them as an adult? You can go anywhere you want. Yes, William.
Am I unmuted? Oh, I just had a thought on that. I know I had recently made a Jewish friend because he was walking around our park with his yarmulke on a Sabbath Saturday. So he actually came over for 6 hours and just told me about why they believe what they believe. He brought part of his Talmud and his Mishnah, and it was very interesting. And I listened to him a lot for 6 hours. I actually had to tell him he had to leave. Normally people want to go when I do, you know, when I do my Bible thumping. Or when I used to do my Bible something. And so it was very, very revealing. I wanted to even go to one of their synagogues.
Stay close to your phone, William.
Oh, sorry. Is this better?
Yeah.
Okay. And so I'm yet to make it to a synagogue at the town that's closest where there's one at. But he would have no problem of me coming to him. And so reason why I think he said that is that if you recall, Jesus said in the New Testament that the Pharisees would proselytize, cross land and sea to make a convert, because that's what they were doing in Jesus' day as a Pharisee. But when you read the Old Testament, the people that came to faith outside of the Jews were people like Naomi and Rahab, the prostitute when they took Jericho down. And what happened was that they just looked at what was going on and saw that these people were empowered and feared God, and it happened naturally because their eyes were open and God revealed it to them. It wasn't this prescription and a theology, which is what it's become today, which is why they're worshiping Jesus God. That's because that's just my observation. I could be wrong, but that's just my observation.
Well, that's amazing, William. Thank you for that. I totally appreciate it. Isn't that amazing? I didn't know that. Oh, and you just gave me something, too. Did you type this?
Nope.
Oh, who typed that?
Sean.
Oh, what is this?
According to the Jewish Chronicle, the rabbinic consensus, based on the Talmud, Avodah Zarah 17a, is that it is forbidden to enter a church, even if it is just to admire the architecture or artwork.
So in the church, like a Jewish church too?
No, a Christian church. Church is only ever
Christian church.
That's what church means, Christian.
What?
Jews don't have churches.
Yes, they do. I've been to them.
Only Messianic Jews. Otherwise, it's called synagogue or something.
But that still means church.
Nope. They're talking about Christian church.
So the Messianic Jews church is different than the...
Messianic Jew is a Christian church.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know about all this, but I just like it the way it is.
Jewish church is called the temple, says Sean.
The Jewish church called the temple. But don't temple mean church?
To me it does, but not to them.
Oh. Grandpa, tell me about the good. I have a bunch of friends. I never knew all this. And I do remember going to the temple thing.
I heard that story from Doug, the one that I told.
Uh-huh.
That was from Doug.
What Doug?
Our Doug.
Are you serious?
Yeah, somebody came here and said, oh, is this a church?
Well, it doesn't make sense. We have a bunch of Jews up in here. And they have no problem with it being a church.
Depends on how strict they are, I guess. Or how if they believe the rabbinic Talmud thing.
And then they were not even concerned about Jesus either. Like if they were going to preach Jesus or not.
Right.
Anyway, different stroke for different folks.
Indeed.
I want to ask you quickly about this story.
Yes, sir.
Because it's an important story. Do you want to do it?
Yeah, please.
So here's an update on a very important story. I just, because I forgot about this female and about all that mess. Tell us about the story, where it come from and what it is.
Okay, so you know how Trump is supposedly a criminal and facing all these court stuff?
Yeah.
Well, there's a real criminal whom the blacks and the Democrats are celebrating. Marilyn Mosby of Baltimore, Maryland. According to CBS, she will not serve prison time for perjury and mortgage fraud. And perjury is when you lie in court.
Right.
And mortgage fraud.
And she black.
Yeah, she's black.
No
sort
wonder.
Of light skin. Former Baltimore City State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby sentenced to 12 months of home confinement. Some of you guys may remember her, and you may remember her once you see this clip. 241C. She was the No Justice, No Peace activist prosecutor who prosecuted the Freddie Gray cops, black and white. You know, this was amid the Black Lives Matter riots of 2015 in Baltimore. Lasted like more than 2 weeks.
Right.
And then toward the end of that, she said, oh, we're pressing charges. And now I heard your calls of No Justice, No Peace. So this is a flashback from 2015.
Watch this.
The findings of our comprehensive, thorough, and independent investigation, coupled with the medical examiner's determination that Mr. Gray's death was a homicide, which we received today, has led us to believe that we have probable cause to file criminal charges. To the people of Baltimore and the demonstrators across America, I heard your call for no justice, no peace. Your peace is sincerely needed as I work to deliver justice on behalf of this young man.
What a mess.
Freddie Gray was Freddie Gray was the drug dealer. Obama sent people to the to his funeral.
There
was all kinds of mess. He ran from the cops, and they accused the cops of a rough ride.
What's wrong with the blacks?
And that
but most.
Terrible. So this black activist female woman convicted of perjury and mortgage fraud, supposed to do prison time, but not because a black female Obama-appointed and Biden-appointed judge, Lydia K. Grigsby, ruled that she would have to forfeit her condo and 90% of the proceeds and no jail time, just home confinement and 3 years probation or whatever.
So the blacks are looking out for the blacks. At least the liberal black females are looking out for the liberal black females.
Yeah.
That's her?
That's the judge.
Uh-huh. She looks like somebody's mama.
This judge was like, there's no indication that you abused your office as state's attorney. This black female judge.
Uh-huh.
The conduct is not violent. Most significantly is you are a mother to two daughters.
Ah, that's significant.
And that's how she sounded, too, when she spoke.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I made that part up. But she said,
Oh, you made it up.
But this quote is a direct quote from this woman. according to CBS.
So now the blacks screwed up the justice system.
Yeah.
According they messed up everything we get.
The Baltimore.
I bet you there's been a white woman or conservative woman or white man, she'd be under the jail.
Indeed.
No matter how many children she had.
The prosecutors wanted 20 months in prison, almost 2 years.
Yeah.
Mosby's lawyers just wanted probation. And the sentencing guidelines call for incarceration between a year and a year and a half. So she must have done something really bad for them to want more than a year and a half.
So now we're not going to be able to get, the court system is over now. We can't even get a normal juror to sit because they're going to be so biased.
Yeah, I know. And what was so wild about this story is, and or just typical of the blacks, you can check out this. All these blacks chanting behind her, getting behind her, supporting her, and she's thanking them. And she put her daughters on the mic having a press conference fresh out of court. And her little daughters, like underage, talking about justice, and I want to be like my mom. And she's the woman's quoting the Bible in this in this clip, 24-1D.
But before we play that, let me just repeat what you just said. I'm just looking at it. No, I'm looking a second time. So the prosecutors wanted this woman in prison for at least 20 months.
Yep, 20 months.
But she got to get home probation now?
Yep.
Because of this stupid black judge?
Yep. Terrible. And so they're cheering, even though this woman is a convicted criminal, a liar, a mortgage fraud person, and she has to surrender her home. The home that the condo.
Wow.
She bought. Florida condo, by the way.
So here is the sound.
This is a Baltimore woman, Florida condo. Here's the soundbite.
Okay.
From local CBS.
Which one are we playing?
21D.
And what is this about?
This shows, you can see Benjamin Crump, the Black Lives Matter lawyer.
Oh, Lord.
Chanting behind her, pumping his fist, and then her and her daughters talking.
Watch this.
Thank you to everyone who supported my mom. We are so grateful for everyone who signed the petition for President Biden to pardon my mom.
My name is Nyla Mosby, and I want to thank all of you, friends, family, and the city of Baltimore, and the entire country for showing up for my mom.
Oh, Lord.
Her fight for justice has inspired me to become a prosecutor.
Oh, Jesus, not another one. Yeah, right.
Justice for Marilyn Mosby is justice for all of us.
Yes, they screwed up another generation of black. Yeah. Who are the us? There's no
Proverbs
us.
3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Oh,
lean not on
Bible.
Your own understanding. Submit to him in all of your ways, and he will make your path straight. I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you for the fight. Thank you to everyone who signed that petition.
Oh, Jesus.
I swear God
those
sent
tears are fake.
Angels into my life.
Those are fake.
To see me.
Oh, just for the thrill.
Like I wasn't being seen. And I'm just so grateful to each and every one of you. To the 14 civil rights organizations that have signed
Jesus.
On to that pardon.
No such thing.
Yes.
Urban League, NAACP, Win with Black Women, my brother Ben Crump.
Oh yeah, right.
We love you.
Reverend Slater.
We love you, Marilyn.
Thank you.
We love you. We love you, sister.
This is not over.
Right, that's right.
But God was here today, and I know he's with me. He touched the heart of this judge and has allowed me to go home to my babies.
The
bottom of my heart.
This one, she wants a presidential pardon from Biden.
She does?
Uh-huh.
He already got a pardon. Now she's going to be doing sitting up at home. What's that?
So,
that's better than a pardon.
One more quick little black display.
Okay.
This is Benjamin Crump, the Black Lives Matter lawyer, ambulance chaser. He tweeted out this video that somebody took of him and her. He's holding up her hand. There's a whole bunch of blacks coming down the escalator, I guess in the court building, acting like she won something when she got off easy.
Of course.
Clip E.
This is from local. This is from Attorney Crump.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Jesus. This is after she now got off and gonna stay home.
That's for all the haters, the enemies of equality.
Oh, Lord. Is she looking all...
out of it? Like half asleep?
Like she all humble.
Oh, yeah. Fake humble.
Right. What? It's over.
Don't the blacks just look ridiculous?
I want the blacks to go back to the good old days before the civil rights movement and all this mess was not happening.
Yeah.
I wish you could have seen that that little history about the blacks with Jesse Waters yesterday. Oh. And it was before the civil rights movement mess and all that, when the blacks were normal. It was deep.
Nice.
It was the good old days. They showed the guy from Tuskegee Institute and the guy who invented something else and something else and something else. It was so deep.
Well, you see normal individual blacks, you just don't see them in numbers at all.
So you're saying Joel is a normal black?
I didn't say Joel. he's not even that black.
Somebody asked me yesterday, was Joel white?
30% white. He's a dark-skinned white.
I think he's Creole.
Yeah.
I don't think he's white.
True.
I think he's a Creole.
That is true. So I just wanted to show that because that is...
It's over for the court system.
Like, there's no, after seeing something like that, like, there's no comparison to, oh, blacks and whites act just the same.
No. And not... No comparison.
Yeah.
Zero comparison.
Terrible.
What a mess! Thank you, Hay.
Yep, you're welcome.
A mess. Let me go to first-time caller Adam. Idaho. Not Navajo, but Idaho. Joe out of Idaho. Joe, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Joe? No Joe. Amazing. Let me go to Charles out of Michigan. 888-775-3773. That's the line open now. Charles out of Michigan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing? How you doing, my boy?
Hello?
I just tried. Yeah. Hey, Punches.
Joe, hold on a minute, Joe. There's a lot of noise in the background there on your phone. Let me go to Jaden, a first-time caller out of New York. Jaden, welcome to the show, Jaden. You're on the air.
It's an honor and a privilege to be here, Mr. Peterson.
Thank you, Jaden.
It's amazing.
Amazing.
I'm from New York. I'm not a liberal. I am a hardcore conservative 21-year-old. I had a question. I went to a Trump rally yesterday. It was very amazing. I don't know if you heard about it, that he was in the South Bronx. I wanted to know from you, what is your thought about the turning around in the inner cities, about, you know, blacks in the inner cities noticing that Democrats are not helping them and making their lives worse? Do you think this turnaround will change the black household? Also,
well, I don't. Go ahead.
No, the second one was a disagreement, but we can get to that one after you ask my question.
Well, I don't know that it's going to change the black household. And meaning that the men gonna go back and take back their home, their children, their wives, and become the head of their wives, because the black woman has been so deceived and ego-driven that she believed that she is equal to the man. There's no way she's gonna give that up. Hold on a minute, Jaden. Hold on, buddy. Hold on. I gotta take a break. Back in a moment. One more hour to go.
years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces, like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. Canadian singer, disturbing genderless children's apparel, new promoter, Celine Dion. Trying to perform amid having stiff man syndrome. Stiff man syndrome. Terrible. And abortion pills are controlled substances in Louisiana. And U.S. aid having a tough time getting to the Palestinians. Great plan, Biden, or Biden administration. And bass Clarence Thomas condemns or is against or criticizes maybe the evil Brown versus Board of Education. I'm not sure what his position is Brown versus Board of Education, that historically evil, anti-constitutional ruling by the so-called Supreme Court from way back. This is the end of hour two of Express Yourself Friday, May 24th, AD 2024. Stay tuned for hour three. JLP will be right back to your calls and hopefully the rest of the Super Chats and more great stories, perhaps. But first, fake news on fake news. Celine Dion chronicling her battle back to the stage after stiff, they call it stiff person syndrome diagnosis. SPS, stiff person syndrome for short, but better known as stiff man syndrome, SMS, coined in 1956, but evil feminists want to call it stiff person because they hate men. And the weak, pathetic stiffs pandered and changed it in 1991, lamos. 1991 was not based. Sloppy Wikipedia calls it a rare neurological disorder of unclear cause characterized by progressive muscular rigidity and stiffness. Primarily affects the trunk and torso muscles, but also affects the arms and legs. Symptoms include greater sensitivity to noise and touch and emotional distress, which can set off muscle spasms. Wow, spasms, postural deformities, chronic pain, impaired mobility, and lumbar hyperlordosis, common symptoms. So this woman is putting out a documentary, this singer woman. I am Celine Dion, or however you pronounce her name, living with stiff person syndrome. Well, we wish her well. Louisiana is set to classify abortion pills as controlled substances, according to the far-left female-run outlet, The Skim. Louisiana State Senate passed a bill that reclassifies abortion-inducing drugs, baby-killing drugs, as controlled and dangerous substances. Fact. Now the state is on track to become the first in the United States to designate mifepristone and mifeprostol as Schedule 4 drugs, a label for medications with potential for abuse or dependence like Xanax and Valium. The legislation heads to Governor Jeff Landry, Republican, who's expected to sign it in Louisiana. So anyone caught with the drugs without a valid prescription could face a fine of up to $5,000 and up to 10 years in prison. The bill also makes medication harder to obtain because only doctors with a specific license can prescribe it. 200 doctors in the state or more have spoken out against the measure because these doctors are dumb, evil liberals, saying it would create fear and confusion among patients, doctors, and pharmacists that would delay care and worsen outcomes. What could be worse than baby killing? I guess there is stuff that maybe is worse. What a mess. U.S. military's aid project in Gaza struggling to reach Palestinians, according to the ladies at The Skim, the far-left female-run outlet. Yesterday, U.S. officials said the U.N. has gotten more than 500 metric tons of so-called aid into Gaza through the United States' floating pier off the territory's shoreline that became operational about a week ago. The distribution comes after the pier's launch faced logistical and security setbacks. Put on pause, though, after at least 2 days, crowds recently intercepted aid trucks. Wow. The Defense Department said the U.S. plans to continue increasing the flow of aid. Military aids aims to bring more aid in through the pier, but the humanitarian situation in Gaza grows more dire each day. 34,000 Palestinians or more have died reportedly, 77,000 wounded per Gaza's health ministry. Numbers expected to increase as Israel moves forward into the Gaza city of Rafah in the south. Clarence Thomas, base Supreme Court Clarence Thomas, went after the Brown versus Board of Education in his latest opinion. Maybe I'll tell you about that on the Hake Report. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP.
To stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. I'm sorry, I was eating some. Joel brought a bunch of donuts today, and it's so good. And so, like, I was going to wait until the show is over, but I let me have one.
What the?
That didn't work. I had two. Anyway, 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, are you a self-worshipper? Are you a self-worshipper? Are you? Very good question. Mamma mia. Oh, la, gracious. Good question. If you're like out and about and you're not able to just watch the show, but you want to listen to it live, you can. No matter what you're doing, snatch and grab. You are at CVS Farmers, robbing, stealing everything. We're taking up to $1,000 worth of stuff and just walking out. If you're an illegal alien trying to get over here and just coming on over. If you are in Chicago or New York and you're getting a 5-star hotel room and you're complaining about the food, you can be listening to the show live on your iPhone. If you are buying some fentanyl right now, because you're having this urge, you want to be high on fentanyl, you can be listening to the show by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or buying Cash App, JLP, buying Cash App. All right? I do appreciate it. It's Friday. Every Friday, get it off your chest day. Every Friday is Express Your Self Friday.
You, Tom, warm like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
You said, they said something about, well, hope she didn't have any Mexican food, and you said, oh, she ate a Mexican. Flight doesn't take off the ground, you know why, and stuff like that. Okay. I saw the whole thing.
Okay. I apologize. I was drinking, and I apologize.
Yeah, just, you have no idea who you'll hurt with those kind of things.
I apologize. You got me, and I was drinking.
Oh, baby.
So you were drinking, okay.
Several big developments impacting the Boeing 737 MAX 9 aircraft. This after a mid-air emergency forced an Alaska Airlines flight to land just minutes after taking off.
So there is a thing called white privilege.
Don't worry. It's going to be over.
What the... What a mess.
A lot of people are under so much stress and anxiety right now.
Sit down. You know what you're talking about. Be quiet. The Anchor Baby put those videos together. Thank you, Anchor Baby. Amazing job.
Amazing.
Amazing. Let me go to back to Jaden. And there's one line open at 888-7753-773. Jaden was asking. He said that he had gone to the Trump rally yesterday. He is a conservative. And he wanted to know, one of the questions, did I think that, and I may be not clear exactly how he said it, but something like, if Donald Trump get in, do I think that that would put the fathers back in the home? And the answer is no. It's going to take more than that. That's not what it's going to take. Jaden.
I'm here, Jesse.
Am I right about your question?
I was saying, if, you know, since black people, more black people, as we know based on the reporting, more black people are going to vote for Donald Trump, does that mean that black people are waking up, and does that mean that the black household is going to change? Not that the black household is going to change on the basis of Donald Trump getting elected.
At least as far as the blacks are waking up, they are waking up because those who are realizing that they have just been used by the Democratic parties all these years. And and they have seen what Donald Trump can and will do when it comes to the economy and things like that. And so that will help. But as far as the black man going back to his family, that's not going to change anytime soon, because the Democrats and the right-o Republicans have been stroking the ego of the black female for so many years now. The black female has convinced herself that she doesn't...
She can't give up that power.
Right. She's not going to give up. She's not going to turn back to God. She's not going to listen to her husband. So that is not going to change anytime soon.
Right. My last point is a point of disagreement. Look, Jesse, I believe in strong fathers in the household. I believe in men. You need to be mentally equipped. You need to be physically equipped. You can't be fat. I believe that you also need to be financially fit. But I disagree when you say, well, we need a father in the home. I grew up with a father and a mother. I'm grateful for that. I might be like a little bit hypocritical about it. But look, my father was very ill-prepared. He would just discipline us, but he would say, you know, disrespectful things. And some of these fathers are not, they're emotional. My dad is very emotional, so if I would say something, he'll get emotional. I think that you can find father figures outside of, you know, your house, like reading books, listening to men like you and other men, you know, Jordan Peterson. Do you think that finding father figures, if you don't have a father figure, that that's the right thing to do?
No, it would not. It would not solve the inner problem of the yearning of a father, because all human beings, no matter who, where, what color, male or female, the problem that they're having in life is that they're yearning for their fathers. They are a return to the father. Salvation is about a return to the father. And so no stepfathers, no example outside the home, No, nothing can complete, can solve that issue. Now, yes, you can have an example of a father going to work or throwing a stupid ball or something like that, but that's not going to solve the spiritual issue of the soul of the male or the female.
So you say it's more spiritual.
100%.
What about Clarence Thomas?
And not only is it more spiritual, not only is it more spiritual, it is all spiritual. The whole issue is a spiritual issue and not a physical one at all.
Sure. Granted, Jesse. However, what about Clarence Thomas? You know, he didn't have a dad. Look at the man that he became. You understand? As a black man myself, you know, I think that black men need to be equipped emotionally and physically.
What do you mean by emotionally? The problem with black men today, they were too emotional.
You need to be vulnerable. Wait, Jesse. What I mean is not, you know, going to work and demanding things. You need to be able to, you know, handle what life throws at you without, you know, complaining, being strong, but also, you know, talking about your failures, you know, where you messed up at. That's what I mean by emotional, being able to connect.
No, that's... why they gonna do that?
Isn't that the woman mentality?
Men should not be emotional, period. Women gotta overcome emotion, and it's the man's job.
Jesus was emotional.
It's the man's job to show the woman how to overcome emotion, because emotions are evil. And anyone that any emotional man or female, any male or female that is emotional is an evil person.
Sure, because you could be led astray. I agree with that. That's why the college campuses are the
so
way they
are. So why are you
right
saying
now.
They should be emotional then? If
No, Jesse. Just because I'm saying I agree with that part doesn't mean I think that men shouldn't hold emotion. I think that men should have emotions. I should be able to cry.
Why?
Jesse, I should be able to release my anger.
Why?
Through other forms of, you know, through other mechanisms without getting violent. I should be able to cry if I'm upset.
Nope. You feel that way because you've been influenced by your mother. And and the only reason...
My mother has little influence, Jesse, on me.
And so not only should you not be able to release anger, you should not even have anger. It is evil to have anger. And an angry person cannot be trusted. An angry person is wicked. An angry person hates God.
Okay, Jesse. Well, I agree with some part of what you're saying.
What part of that you don't agree with?
The fact that, you know, an angry man is a man is not to be able to express anger. What if
any man that has anger, any man that has anger, LJ went down the road, and any man that has anger, hold on, any man that has anger is a woman. He's just like his mother.
No. If I'm seeing a old woman being punched by another black thug, I'm going to get really upset. You're telling me I shouldn't get upset?
Why should you get upset about that?
Because it's an injustice.
Why should you get upset about
that?
Why should you get upset about that?
If you're trying to say that that's out of my control, I shouldn't worry about it, I should focus on myself, I disagree with that.
Why should you get upset about that?
Because that's an injustice, Jesse, and a woman is being punched.
Why should you get upset about that, though? What good would it do you to get upset about it?
Well, it's not going to do anything.
What good would it do you to get upset about it?
It won't do me any good if that's what you're going to try getting me to
do. What good would it do you to get upset about it?
Jesse, I just told you that it's not going to solve anything if I get angry.
Then, so what's the purpose of getting upset then? Why would you get upset?
You're making me realize that this is pointless. Great. My next follow-up
question. And then you said that if it punching a woman if someone were punching a male or a woman, why would you feel differently about one or the other being punched?
Women are the weaker vessels, Jesse. You mentioned that in your podcast, and I would respond the same way if it was a man.
Amazing. But I would highly recommend you overcome your anger, because if you're angry, you're evil.
I don't have anger, Jesse. I have anger towards injustice. I have anger
what does that mean?
The ignorance in the black community.
What does
injustice
that mean to have
like criminals being let go? Jesse, without paying the consequences. If we want to fix the black community, we need to end bail reform.
What give you the right to be angry about injustice?
I don't. What I mean, what I mean by injustice, I don't want to be connected to today's terminology where you can link it back to racism and systemic racism. I don't believe in systemic racism, by the way.
What gives you the right to be angry about injustice?
The fact that I want my country back. The fact that our, you know, founding fathers wanted a civil society.
What good does it do you to be angry about wanting your country back?
Jesse, should I not be angry that I want my country, you know, under good leadership, not under the leadership that it's on now?
What good is it doing you to be angry about wanting your country back?
What's your question again? What good is it doing you to
be angry about injustice and wanting your country back? What good would it do you?
It gives me an inner peace. Knowing that
no one with anger has peace. Period. You can't have peace with anger. You know what, Chuck? Because of Jaden. Jaden called me again. Very good call. I'm looking at the clock. I appreciate it. I want to get to everybody and they mama. So call me again, Jaden. Super chat. There's one line open, 888-77, Jesse. Super chat.
Over on DLive.tv yesterday, Evgeny Crosby with a few diamonds. First they made Jesse, then they made Dirt. Correction. First they made Maxine Waters, Jesse Lee Peterson, then the Dirt.
Good point. Thank you.
DJ bought a coffee. I drove by a construction site on my way to work. The only woman working there was fat, black, and she was only the only one sitting on her phone while the men were working.
Amazing. Thank you.
Mac O'Leary coffee. Caitlin Clark isn't even pretty. You know, the white basketball player that they're jealous of. Pretty privilege, white privilege,
right.
Tall privilege. But I'm shocked Joel didn't point it out. He black. I had to point it out. I said, yeah, she's like mildly attractive. But you're right, Mac O'Leary.
I don't remember what she looked like. I just remember seeing her picture real fast, and she had a ball in her hair.
Yeah. I mean, she's youthful.
Right.
And I don't mind a horsey face a little. Nice. At this point, just call me Mike, bought 5 coffees. Happy birthday, Jesse. Party face emoji. I wish you well and many, many, many more years to come, Blue Heart. Even if you drop your body today, you'll live in my heart till I drop mine. Salute.
Who was that?
Mike.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it, Mike. Thank you.
Just call me Mike continues with another super chat. Jesse, could you please correct your son, Joel? Did you listen to his show lately? He black.
I have been listening to not the whole thing because of my schedule. I'm so busy, but when I do get a chance to listen, I do listen. Very interesting.
No telling what he'll say.
Y'all podcast Joel Friday TV. He's here Monday through Thursday, not on Friday. So podcast. Very interesting. Thank you.
Nice. Aries one with the diamond. Does Jesse know what based means? Tell him, Hake. You know what based means?
I hear you guys screaming out sometimes, especially Hassan. He'll scream out based. I think it's supposed to be strong.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So on a solid foundation of the truth.
Right.
Or you just hate Jews or women or something, or blacks.
You just hate them? That's not basic.
I'm kidding around. But yeah, I mean, sometimes they use that for that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you, Aries One with your diamond.
Yeah.
It's me, Xenia. It says, bring back cloth diapers. I agree. That's a Hake News reference.
Very good point. Make these mothers work.
Yeah.
Get out there and wash those diapers in the tub of hot water. Thank you.
Fletchbot 5 Coffees. Bond is amazing. Hake is on fire. The guy with the good hair, the anchor baby, is definitely a genius. Energy given to him by God. Joel, he black Arkansas. Love you all. Christian cross emojis.
Thank you. Thank amazing.
You. Thank you, Fletch. And he bought a coffee. And I slur his name because I slur my words for the sake of my decency. Jesse, it's an observation. Either Mr. Sandman resents you for you talking about him, or you resent him for being such a handsome dog, because the two of you are looking more alike every day. Big eyes, flat face, pug nose, and big round head. Cutie pie overdose.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Annie.
Yeah.
Lil, also known as Mother Teresa of employers, bought five coffees. Blacks are blessed. You know, you asked if blacks are cursed or blessed yesterday.
Oh, those blacks who have overcome the anger are blessed, but those with anger and curse.
Well, she's not saying that necessarily. Says, I do skincare for a living. I'm white. 85% of my clients are black. They have the best skin, beautiful teeth, feminine ankles and hands and wrists. Gorgeous women. And the men are drop-dead gorgeous. Blessed.
Amazing. If I'm 85% of my client, I'll be saying the same thing, too.
Indeed. Smart woman.
Right. Very smart. Wink, wink.
Mother Teresa.
Thank you.
Marcus bought our coffee. Happy belated birthday and many more. Lord willing, and if the creek don't rise.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It was an amazing birthday. Thanks, everybody, again.
A clarification on C's coffee about my new boo would never say that about another female. Jesse. Emoji. Side eye. He knows I am it. But you in trouble for a second time, Jesse, like Samson is. And she says, not the B word. The B word, you know, that you say, but I don't say it that much. Not you saying. And she says it. She types it all the way out. My man ain't beta at all. I don't mind using the word. And then she says the B word again. I say that too. I mean saying pretty to some other woman, Jesse. You're in trouble because you called another woman pretty.
Oh, that woman on the Father Street.
That's right.
Candace.
Horbacks.
What? How you get in trouble for saying that?
Because you're not supposed to call another. Women are prettiness Nazis, and they don't like you calling other women pretty.
They are prettier than Nazis?
No, they're very strict about you calling whom you call pretty.
Really?
You can only call them pretty.
Oh, now I got it.
Yep.
All right, I won't say that Candace Horbacks.
Yeah, you can't call that pretty woman pretty anymore.
Can I say beautiful?
That's a question for Sion, and she's not here.
Sion, can I say that Candy Orback is beautiful?
Yes.
Oh, yes?
I'm saying yes, but she didn't say yes.
Oh. Thank you, Sion. I won't say pretty. I'll just say she's beautiful.
Nice.
Thank you, Sion.
Joe Lewis bought a coffee. No message.
Thank you.
Gregatron, 10 coffees. Give this to Sean, please, and thanks. Sean, it was great having you on the Lil Network. You rock. I was hoping you'd start your own show. I hate to see you go. You will be missed. Take care.
Amazing. Absolutely. Thank you.
Roy donated a Bond JLP Cash App saying, thy will be done. Thy will not mine be done. Your pal, Roy.
Right on. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to yesterday's top contributors, Evgeny Crosby, Aries 1, 555555565, Games for Wreck, and the rest. Thank you, guys. And this morning, the key bought our coffee, Biblical Question Answer.
What? I mean, are you a self-worshipper?
No. When you come to an end of self, the truth is revealed and true worship begins.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Soul conscious on that same biblical question with five
copies. Are you a self-worshipper?
Jesse, biblical question, yes, because sometimes I forget that I am in my thoughts.
Amazing. Thank you.
Ravender, two coffees. The Father and I are one. Now that's seeing 2020 vision.
Amazing. Thank you.
Nice. Thank you, Ravender. Amazing. I'm black. Bought two coffees. Sean, Godspeed and farewell. Some time back, you talk about breathing technique. Could you talk about that? Breathe through your nose.
Hands up. I can't breathe.
And check that podcast episode.
Yeah. It was taking a podcast with Sean talking about breathing. It was very interesting. Several people ask me about that, even when I'm out and about at times. Amazing. Thank you.
That might have been December 2023. December 19th, 2023. I searched it on the channel. Not sure. But hopefully that helps.
I don't want to be left alone.
It's me, Xenia, says JLP always got them nice shirts. Cool. Sunglasses emoji.
Amazing. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee. Good morning, Jesse. What is maturing?
What is going from a child to an adult? Amazing question. Thank you. When you was a child, you thought as a child. Now you're an adult, you think as an adult. Amazing.
That I told you the wrong date. Somebody called in and shouted out to Sean about breathing through the nose on the 19th of December. So it was before that. Nice.
Yeah. Amazing podcast, Asia. You can find it.
A couple of more coffees from Amazing Asia. L, no, why you little black kids in the South Bronx may not know what a computer is, but the people in the Bronx definitely know who the Great White Hope is.
That's for sure. They showed up in numbers yesterday. Amazing.
The first super chat said, little black kids. I don't know why the typo got involved. Shaking her head emoji. Thank you for an extra coffee based on the typo.
Hold that thought.
Okay.
We'll finish it up. I got to get some calls. 888-7753-773. Jaime is out of Minnesota. Jaime, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Jesse?
All is well.
Oh, that's great. Hey, I wanted to make a couple quick comments that Clarence Thomas, that young man was talking about, if he's not all acting out, it's probably because he doesn't hate his father or mother.
Well, yeah, I think he was trying to say that Clarence Thomas did not have a father, but Clarence Thomas was heavily influenced by a grandfather, too. He talked about a grandfather sometime. And I seriously doubt that Clarence Thomas has any anger toward his earthly father.
Right, that's what I thought. And then you were talking about why what good does it do to be angry about injustices?
So what now?
Anger, why does it feel good? Or what is the point of being angry at injustice, you're asking that young man?
Do you ever
get
angry at injustice?
No, not me, but
You get angry? What is injustice?
It's a lie. Injustice is a made-up thing.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, if you see a woman get hit by a man, you know, they want you to feel like that's an injustice when you don't know all what the situation was.
I'm going to give you this example. Hate gave an example. He talked about Marilyn. What's her name? Marilyn Mosby? Marilyn Mosby. And she's not, according to this report, some black judge have said, okay, you can do prison time at home and not in prison. She's just going to do it at home. When she was about to go to federal prison or jail or whatever, is that injustice for her to do home time or justice?
No, and I don't know the whole story, but that does, it's when you ask me right shoot off the cuff, that doesn't sound so good. But I'm not angry about it. It doesn't matter to me.
No, I'm asking you, is that injustice or justice?
The way that you said it, it's injustice. The way that you said it, it sounds like,
yeah,
it would sound like injustice.
And that's what I was asking the young man about injustice. What was it? And why be angry about it? You're absolutely right. Thank you, Jaime. I appreciate it. I got to take a break. When I come back, we're going to move even more cars, all right? We're going to do the super chats, finish those up. the treasure chest. Thank you, Jaime. The treasure chest is now open on DLive. And then we got a big surprise for you. I'm trying to get it all squeezed in within this last half hour of the show. All right? So let's move a little faster now, right? Let me go to Thomas out of California. Thomas, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Happy Friday and happy belated birthday, Jesse.
Thomas, your phone is not clear. Hold on. I can't hear you. Let me take a quick break. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. Couple quick announcements. Time is going by like not going north. Couple quick announcements. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then at 12 noon, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. Brand new. You're going to love it. Candace Horkin, Horseback. Horback. Candace Horback. And she's a former porn star turned wife and mother who now hosts the Chatting with Candace. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
You weren't in the adult film industry at one point.
If you have a solid relationship with your father, the chances of that girl ending up in porn are probably pretty low. Eva was the one that had all the followers and the likes and was recognized, and that's also intoxicating.
Have you noticed that all men and women too, but especially men, hate their mothers?
I hope that's not true. I have two boys.
That's cool. Real men make boys first.
Boys are the best.
That's right. Amazing. You're going to love this episode at 12 noon today, Pacific time. Support The Fallen State at thefallenstate.tv/donate or locals.com. A locals, period. Locals. And then at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby flying high off natural energy from God. Natural energy from God at 4 p.m. A genius, and he will remember to fill up the gas tank on the plane before taking off today. Don't worry. He will remember that. He can't remember everything all the time. At 4 p.m., and then Sunday is fellowship. Fellowship Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Doors open at 10:30 and 2 p.m. Eastern time. You can watch it live by going to rebuildingdemand.com/church, rebuildingdemand.com/church, or come on down. All are invited. While Sean and Hank and everybody coming in, I want to go quickly back to Aaron, a first-time caller out of Indiana. Aaron, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Happy late birthday.
Thank you, Aaron. I appreciate it.
Yes, I've listened to your show a lot, and while I don't fully agree with everything you say, I love the critical thinking that it provokes, and I'm always willing to re-examine things that I've been mistaken about.
Right on. Is there one thing that you can think of? And I know sometimes when people say, well, tell me one thing you disagree with. Can you think of one thing that you disagree with me on or about?
Well, if I can give you just a short, I'll be short. I've written some notes here just to give you a little bit of my background. And then I have a question, if you've got just a couple minutes.
So you're not able to think about one thing that that you disagree with?
Well, I'm not sure that I disagree completely. I have a sticky situation because, okay, I'm just going to tell you, I'm 42 years old. I'm married with two stepkids. And my parents divorced before I was old enough to have any memories of them together. My mom's boyfriend was severely abusive, and I tried to tell her about it when I was about five, and she called me a liar. She stood up for this man in court. She never even asked me about it again. She gaslit me till the day she died and said it never happened and even had another child with him, who now resents me because she thinks I sullied her dad's name by calling him abusive. Well, then my dad got custody of me and my brother and became an alcoholic and was even more abusive to us. And I've tried really hard to overcome the anger and resentment that came from what feels like a stolen childhood. I've prayed for healing. I believe in God. I've prayed so hard for growth, and I've struggled with emotional inflammation a lot of my adult life. But I've had some triggers come up in the past several years with my stepkids. Sometimes it feels like my husband wants to be their friend rather than their parent in times when they really need a parent, especially his 14-year-old son, who has violated my privacy and dignity and even done things like peeping Tom type things to me a couple times. And he never was made to apologize or taught restitution. And I try not to be angry about it, but I feel like I'm not important to my husband sometimes. It's hard.
And why did you marry a man with children already? Because those things never work. The kids only want their natural parent. They don't want a step-parent, a stepfather, or stepmother. Why did you marry a man with children already?
Well, I do love him. I guess I was optimistic and thought we could make it work. I'm not allowed to do any parenting, of course, but sometimes I do speak up as an adult. I'll say I acknowledge that that you don't want me to do any parenting, but as an adult in this household, I have to speak up right now. And sometimes I stand up for my husband and tell, because he's a doormat sometimes.
And so are you.
And, yeah. I am sometimes. I don't want to be.
And so your question for me is what?
I don't know. I guess I don't understand. You said anger comes from our mother. It always comes from our mother. But I don't know. That's something that I really can't grasp.
You can't grasp that your anger came from your mother?
I guess not, because my dad threw me down the stairs, and he did more damage than my mother did, if that's well, equal at least.
But still, your anger still. You said your mother gave you a stepfather, and he abused you, and your mother denied it. And yeah. Right? Did you love her for that?
Do I love her for that?
Yes. Or are you angry at her about that?
Well, I have to say I have tried to overcome that anger through most of my life, and I've every now and then when life gets really hard, some resentment will creep in, which I feel like
have
is
you forgiven
a
you
for
have
anger.
You forgiven your mother for that?
I have.
You told her?
I did in a roundabout way. She would never admit that it happened, though.
She doesn't always need to admit. Let me. What's your question for me?
I don't know. I guess I wanted to talk about the anger thing. You don't think the anger could come from my father? I mean,
of course. If your father was treated you that way, absolutely. And that's why you got to forgive. And did you say you believe in God?
I do believe in God. I pray almost every day.
And that's your problem. Anyone that believe in God don't know him. They just believe about him. And that's all you're going to ever get is an intellectual belief about God. You got to know the Father.
I want to know him.
So here's what you do then. I want to encourage you strongly to do this. And I want you to call me back and let me know how it goes.
Okay.
I want you to do the silent prayer.
Okay.
Are you familiar with it?
Did you say the Father's Prayer?
No, silent prayer. Rebuildingtheman.com/prayer.
Rebuildingtheman.com/prayer.
Right. I want you to start doing that.
Okay.
I want you to go to your mother and forgive her. Mother, I'm sorry for resenting you for what you did and not protecting me from the stepfather and all that.
Okay. I will talk to her box of ashes.
Okay, yes.
I will.
Okay. And then forgive your father for being emotional as well, because that's evil. He's just like his mama. And so he had no love either. And because when you forgive them, don't ask for forgiveness. It doesn't matter if they pretend that they understand it or not. That's not your concern. You forgive them, and God will forgive you. He said before you enter into the kingdom, you must forgive, right? So forgive them. As long as you're angry, you're never going to have peace.
Yes, I know. I guess. Why is it so much harder to forgive my dad than it is my mom?
Because you don't want to yet.
Yeah, I do want to. I guess there's a
part
of you
that doesn't. If you want to, you do it.
I do want to.
Then do it.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Just go and forgive him. Dad, I'm sorry for resenting you. You were mean to me. You were whatever, right? You treat me worse than my stepfather, my mother, and because your father can't help themselves, and the reason you're having your issues because you have not forgiven, and God cannot help you overcome the imagination and all that emotional stuff because you have not forgiven, and he can't draw you into the kingdom until you forgive.
Thank you so much, Jesse. I believe every word you're saying.
Are you a sinner?
I think so. All of us are.
How about you?
I am, yeah. I try to do what's right, but
which is easy for you to accept? That you are a sinner or all your sins been washed away?
I guess it's not easy to accept that my sins are washed. It's probably easier to accept that I'm a sinner.
It's easier to accept that you're a sinner than to accept that all your sins have been washed away?
It's not what I want, but yeah, I want to believe my sins have been washed away.
I promise you they have. All of your sins have been washed away. You have no reason to be feeling down. You have no reason to be afraid. You have no reason to be hating your fellow man. You are free. All your sins have been washed away. You have no sins.
Thank you, Jesse.
So forgive your parents and everybody else. You know, yourself, your daddy and your mama and the daddy, stepfather, and you'll be free. The only problem you have that you won't forgive. That's it. Everything else you're free from.
Yes. I will go to rebuildingtheman.com/prayer.
Yeah.
I will do the silent prayer, and I will call you back and update you.
Let me know how it goes.
Thank you, Jesse. Godspeed.
You too. Thank you. Amazing. Uh-huh. Nick, is it easier to accept that you're a sinner or that all your sins have been washed away?
What's easier to accept?
Uh-huh.
I think to just call myself a sinner.
It's easier to call yourself a sinner than to accept that all your sins have been washed away. I like that shirt, by the way. It looked good on you.
No, sorry, hold on.
I love it. All thoughts, all lies, shirt.
Nice. Hey.
And so
I'm not sure, you know. It seems when I say easier to say call myself a sinner, I'm saying that it's easier to, like, wrap my mind around that.
Which is easy for you to call yourself a sinner or to accept that all your sins have been wiped away? Hake.
Well, it feels like I'm maybe more used to calling myself a sinner or something like that.
Which is easier to,
I don't know,
accept that all your sins have been washed away or to call yourself a sinner?
Easier is a hard word because
I was having the same trouble.
It's easy to say I'm a sinner because everybody says that, right? And then it's feels like a relief to say all my sins are washed away. But so I don't know.
Gerald Friday, which is easier, to call yourself a sinner or to accept that all your sins have been wiped away?
It's easier to call myself a sinner, even though none of us here do, right?
Do what?
None of us call ourselves sinners.
None of us call ourselves sinners. But it's easier to call yourself a sinner and then to say is because we've been...
No, we talk about you, not we.
Okay,
not
me.
Yourself.
We know this.
You. Which is easy for you to accept, to call yourself a sinner, or to accept that all your sins have been wiped away?
It's easier to call myself a sinner because all my life I've been taught to have faith in wrongdoing and sins, right? Put my belief in that and not into the belief that I'm actually free and that doesn't exist.
So it's easier to call yourself a sinner?
Right.
Then to accept that all your sins have been wiped away?
Then to accept that, right, because I've never been taught that or told that or even know what that taught to even know what that really means.
How about you, Hassan? Which is easier, to call yourself a sinner or to accept that all your sins have been wiped away?
Well, I want to say real quick that there's this basketball player, he's retired, but his name is Manu Ginobili. And every game, he would do something that would blow my mind. He would throw a pass that I had never seen before or something. And it's like every day on the show, you say something or present some sort of thing that is just so mind-blowing that it's amazing that I've never thought of it. So anyway.
I understand.
But
thank you.
Yeah, but... Yeah, I think it's definitely easier to say that my sins have been washed away. But like Joel said, it's never even been presented to me to think of that in that way. But 100%.
So it's easier to call yourself a sinner or to accept that all your sins have been wiped away?
To accept that all my sins have been washed away.
It's easier to accept that all your sins have been wiped away?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Amazing. How about you, Sean? Which is easier, to call yourself a sinner or to accept that all your sins have been wiped away?
I've never experienced either of those things, so I can't answer.
Oh, I forgot. You're not a Christian.
Yeah, sin, the word sinner or sin is not something that enters my head. Like, throughout the day, throughout my life, I never think about sin. So I've never experienced either of those things.
You never experienced what thing?
Thinking about sin in any way, or sinner, really? Or calling myself a sinner. Or...
So you think you like Jesus?
No, I mean...
No, I'm playing. So let me tell y'all this real fast. Reza Sean is here. Today is his last day. He didn't know he was coming in. And I want the whole world, along with the whole staff, Daniel is not in here yet, and Doug and all those guys, to say farewell to Sean now, but he's gone, but he ain't gone.
Yep.
And Sean's day is the last day. We're going to miss you.
Thank you. I miss you guys too. Some all equally.
You thought you saw better.
I was going to say some more than us.
The time has come when you must leave us, but we hope to come again.
I'm going to miss Hate the most.
You're going to miss Hate the most? I know what you mean.
Only because he helps with the phones.
And his area is dirtier.
Yeah.
Don't forget to send us pictures of your deer hunting and all the things you're going to be doing around the farm and everything.
For sure, definitely.
With your parents and stuff.
Definitely.
And last word, any word?
I heard two terms yesterday. I have three terms that I think people should use more often. The first, I don't know if you've heard this, awfuls, like the awfuls, affluent, white, female, urban, liberals.
Oh.
The awfuls. Okay. So that's what we're going to call them from now on.
Right.
Also, you know how like motherly love isn't love?
Right.
Right? So we're going to call that smotherly love.
All right.
Okay.
Amazing.
And then obviously dark skin whites instead of white light skin darks. So
nice.
Three terms that we're going to start making popular. Now.
Nice. Well, I know your parents, especially your father, are going to be happy to get you back home.
Yeah.
Because y'all know the amazing work Sean has done around this building, at Bond, the producer, but not just the producer, whatever needs to be done. He just get up and does it. He fixes it. He make it happen without having to be told. So your father, John, be careful over there. He might be back in California. Last word for John, for Sean James. Hake.
Nice. Right on, man.
Nice.
Shout out to the Irish. Hell the yeah. Fighting Irish.
And I'm sorry Hate was so junky around you.
Junky.
Acre Baby, last word for Sean.
He's got all sorts of executive orders on his way out of office.
I know.
No, it's been a pleasure, man, really.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank Amazing.
You. How does it even feel like you're leaving?
Huh?
Yeah, right.
So what?
He doesn't even feel like you're leaving.
I'll still be here.
Amazing. He's like a person when they die, they still with you.
Right. Deep.
Joel Friday Black.
I don't know. I wish you well, Sean.
Thank you, man.
You will be missed.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hassan.
Yes. I just appreciate Sean's professionalism, his attention to detail, and Mary Janie likes him because he's Irish, and I'm glad Sandy won over his heart here.
Yeah.
You saw Sandy at a party.
Right. I changed my answer. It's not Hake. I'm going to miss Sandy the most.
That's right.
Mate, also, I'm sorry about you sit between Nick and Hake.
Well, that's going to change real soon. another demand. We're going to be changing around the office.
Oh, nice. Amazing.
Yep.
Not Nick nervous.
Yep.
Nice. Well, we're really going to miss you.
Thank you.
And I think that you have influenced this, not the only one, but you have influenced this company more than anyone else I know since Bob been around for 30-some years.
Wow. Well,
and it was a natural influence, and it's just been amazing.
Well, you've influenced me more than anyone, so.
Right on. Well, you gave back.
Appreciate it. Yep.
And I know that we're all still going to be working together off and on. Yeah, you're going to be doing things with us, but your father getting his son back, and nothing like a son to a father gift.
Yep.
So I can see him smiling now.
The prodigal son returns.
I know. Amazing. Did you ever imagine, well, you didn't like California that much, huh?
No, I think I went a little too hard on it. Well, I was talking trash, talking smack. You know, I can see the beauty. I can see the weather, but, you know, it's just not for me. I feel like I'm on another planet.
Who is this someone?
Matus.
Oh, God comes to church.
Matus wanted to say goodbye.
All right, cool.
John, I love you, brother.
Matus, you're on the air.
Hey, I love you guys. I love Bond. I love Jesse. I love Sean, man. He's always sitting in the corner right there. And he always says hi to me, and he remembers my name, and I know how many people go there.
Yeah.
You're a good dude, man. I'm glad I met you, and I just wanted to get into it. I haven't been there in a while because I've been doing some training at work and stuff, but I love you guys, man.
Thank you.
Thank you, Matus. Appreciate it, man. I'm sure you're going to keep hearing my voice soon. So.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Have a good one. Amazing.
Amazing. Amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah, we have some good, some nice surprises coming up for you. So it feels sad that he leaves today, but don't worry. He's not gone.
Yep.
Gone kind of a thing. Amazing. Let me, any other words, guys? Joel, anybody?
No. Oh, one thing. We're out of time. I don't think we have time, do we?
Real quick.
Okay.
Yeah.
One thing I like, it sounds crazy, but, Sean doesn't really have like a personality. And I think that's a great thing, because I feel like sometimes you get caught up in a personality and it's just all like fluff and stuff, but he's more like centered and calm, and you know, I always appreciate that. So
that might, right that's on. Because he is not a Christian.
Right. Which is even another better thing not to identify. So I respect that too.
Yep.
Amazing. But he's a flat earther.
Yeah.
Wow. He's more of a flat earther than flat earth Dave, because he knows the earth is flat.
Exactly.
And Dave doesn't.
Come on,
you
man.
Guys, I mean, you know, you guys will come around.
Nice.
Who, Dave?
Oh, everyone.
How about Dave?
How about Dave?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I think you had a meaningful impact on him, to be honest, during that interview.
Yeah, I think he had an influence. Yeah.
You know, more than other interviews he's been on.
Were you surprised when he said that, well, I think the Earth may be bigger than what we think, and we just can't see the whole thing?
No, I've heard him say that.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I've heard him say that.
Wow. Nice. Anything, Nick? Amazing.
Thank you.
Hassan, last word?
I appreciate him having Dave on, because Dave convinced me. I'm on board. Firmament.
He convinced you about what?
A firmament, flat earth.
Yep.
And with those lights, when he put those blue red lights, that's all I need.
I know. Are you surprised Hassan was convinced?
Oh, no. Me and Hassan are on the same page.
Right. In a man that let his dog sleep on the bed.
Yep. Sandy, flat earth, and Manu Ginobili.
Yeah,
amazing. Well, we're going to be celebrating a party today for Sean as well. And I just want y'all to see him for now. But he's not gone. You're going to be hearing more from him. And we really wish you well, Sean.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
everything.
Thank you.
Right on.
Nice.
I wish Aunt Emma had called in.
Aunt Pat.
Yep. And your mama.
Of course.
And your daddy.
God's ways are not mysterious.
That's right.
If you pay attention, they make perfect sense.
And then learn how to breathe.
That's well, of course. That was easy.
Was easy. I'm out of time. The Hake Report is coming up now from 9 to 11. The Father's Day at 12 noon. And the Anchor Baby at 4 and church on Sunday. To the caller, Thomas. Oh, I didn't get back to Thomas. Huh?
So,
what's that?
Here's what I recommend.
Peace.
I invite you to download
in the Middle East.
Prayer.
His daddy made this.
I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it. And then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction, that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself, so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hoop and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing.